So Mary Duffy keeps unmuting, and I keep trying to mute her when she comes in. So everybody, please try to stay on mute if you can.
Mary, cut it out. I'm struggling enough here.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we kind of made it through there. So where's Mary? I'm going to have to tell Mary off. Where is she? I don't know.
So
I think she's gone.
I had to kick Mary, unfortunately, after about the sixth time. I asked her in chat to please watch her muting, and she came right back in with the mute. So hopefully maybe she'll come back in. I don't know.
She's confused.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's no way that I can say someone's permanently muted. And after six times, I think that's kind of, she needs to figure it out, unfortunately.
I love the moose, though. That's
she the one that saw the moose walking by the window?
I didn't see that.
Here in Alaska. This is Bart. He stuck his head right at the window, which is only about 4 feet away from me.
Oh, cool.
they visit every once in a while. I just was surprised to see him today. I haven't seen any around the house recently.
That's so cool.
We have deer, but no.
No, we don't have any moose. Well, unless you see me coming. But you know, I have to say, I've only put on 5 pounds since I quit smoking. That's not bad in 13 days. That's pretty darn good.
The math is against you, though, John, if you keep adding that up.
What's that?
I said the math is against you if you keep adding it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just went out and I bought mix for baking cupcakes. I just finished a trifle. It was really good. I finished it off today. John, I bet you like a little bit of trifle yourself, right, John? Gelsonen? My mother used to make trifle all the time. Put a little bit of sherry in there, you know, and some mixed fruit in with the jello.
Chocolate mousse.
A little can of mixed fruit with gooseberries. I don't know why they always put gooseberries in those mixed cans, because nobody else will eat the bloody thing. That's why. They got to put them somewhere. They put them in those cans. You know, you think you're getting peaches and pears, and you end up with like 50,000 bloody... The good old days.
They're disguising.
That's right. I tell you, it's false advertising. That's what I think. Anyway, so I'm making cupcakes later. So.
Yeah. What were the names of the tunes? The last two. What was the names of the last two tunes?
The last two tunes was the first one was the Brosna.
Okay.
And the second one was Padraig O'Keefe's.
Padraig O'Keefe's?
Padraig. P-A-D-R-A-I-G.
O'Keefe's.
That's the...
And were they slides or polkas?
They were slides.
Okay, thanks.
You're very welcome. All right. Let's go back to something easy.
Let's get in the chat there.
Yeah. I think somebody tends to write them in. I think more than one person writes them in, actually. So I can't keep up with the chat and keep up with you guys and all that stuff. So I try to avoid the chat, to be honest with you. Let me see. How about the Hunter's House and Love at the Endings? Woo! You can tell I picked all the tunes Jan hates, right?
Okay.
Huh? All right, now I got to find the music for that. I do know, but you know, just I got to remember how the bloody thing starts. But you're here, so you can help. Oh yeah, is that the first one? Oh yeah, that's Love at the Endings. That's Love at the Endings, right?
Right.
What's the first one? Okay.
Nice.
What's the second one again? I know. You know what? I know I'm gonna forget that. I have them here, everybody. Just bear with me for 1 second. Hunter's House. Yeah, I got them. I got it. Once I have the music, I'll know how to start it. Ready. So the G and D for the guitar players out there.